Yeah. What's up? This is the pre-Thanksgiving episode. What's up, guys? This is Sunday, November, I don't know the date. But it's Sunday. And Monday is Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even on Sunday, every day of the week. Telling you, man. But yo, this is the pre-Thanksgiving. We ain't gonna be no pre-Thanksgiving because I'm coming every day. I'm going hard on my podcast. You know what I'm saying? How y'all doing? How was your week? For those who are employed and have the weekend off, how was your week? Did you do anything around the house this weekend? You know? Did you kind of, like, all right, Saturday, cleaning day, laundry day. Did you do that? I pause. Let me say this. I'm T-Ski Valley. You're listening to I'm Just Kidding Podcast. Of course you are, but for those who don't know, this is what it is. This is some shit show that you never even know you wanted to listen to. You probably be like, this guy, he's talking shit. He sounds dumb. Whatever. Don't listen to the cadence. Listen to the words. Like the fucking genius of DMX. It's not what you hearing. No, it's not what you heard. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. Now I ain't gonna front. I'm getting ready for the New York Knicks to play the Chicago Bulls tonight. So I'm kind of getting turned up. And I'm just ready. Ready for my boys. We hovering. We better than the fucking Lakers. We're better than the fucking... who's the Knicks better than? We're better than the Lakers. The Clippers. Clippers, you don't even hear about those guys. Warriors, they might win the championship, but you know what? So what? My boys is in the middle. We in the mix. And y'all still don't want to talk about us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Julius Randle ain't Julius Randle, but come on! New York Knicks, where we at? Nah, that was just the fandom going on. I just wanted to get that fandom out. Yeah, man. It's freaking Sunday. This is the end of the week. It's starting off a new week. It's like, hopefully this new week is better than last week. That's basically what everybody wants. It's like, okay. After Saturday, it's like Sunday, prepare for the new week. Boom. If the shit's... My goal is to make the shit better than last week. That should be your goal. You know what I mean? I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, life is ups and downs, ebb and flows. You know what I mean? It is. That's what it is. You always can go high. You be up high. Sometimes you thinking, yo, the fucking world is yours. You up there. But you always get a dip. It's always a dip that goes down and you be like, oh shit. And then now it's like, yo, I gotta, yo, what the fuck? Oh shit, yo, pay the bills, boom, boom, boom. But it's up to you to make that shit go back up. Like, you can't make it dip so far down where you have nothing. You're down to the bottom scraps. Nah, you get dipped, you be like, oh shit, I'm used to spending $1,000 every month just chilling on whatever I want, but now I gotta spend $500-$400. And it's like, you get that dip. If you let that shit keep dipping, you're gonna dip down. If that makes sense, I don't know. I'm kinda intoxicated, I don't even know if I'm gonna put this shit out. You know what I mean? I might save this shit for like the archives. Give it an archive episode. But yeah, man. You just gotta know how to come down. Yo, I came from the bottom. So when you come from the bottom and you shoot up, you get to a point where it's like, wow, this shit is okay, I can see it. But then you dip down and you back at the bottom. I did that a couple times in my life. The trick is, you go up, you dip down, but you plateau. It's like fucking coronavirus. You gotta plateau, then dip back up or dip back down. But if you dip down, just dip a little bit. Because sometimes you do have to change up. Sometimes the money you spending now, you can't spend that after you dip down. You heard? So it's like you dipping. Yeah, so once you get to that dip, you gotta know how to handle that shit. You can't wallow in your. I'm a hustler, man. I'm always gonna try to, if whatever I dip from, nigga, I'm going up. It's like the stock market. You gotta fucking, all right, dip down. Okay, boom. Whatever we was high on. And I ain't talking about drugs. I'm talking about stats. Whatever we was, the highest our stats were, I'm going above that. And you see the trajectory and you know, and the growth, then yeah. If you niggas still on the bottom, just plateauing on the bottom, just steady plateauing on the bottom, $10,000, you'll be broken in a week. Because you don't know what money is. You know what I'm saying? You never tried to get money. You never tried to hold on to the money. You never tried to invest the money. So you would kind of go broke during that era. You know what I mean? Me, I always kind of be like, all right, I made $10,000. I want to make $20,000. I make $20,000. I blow $10,000. I still want to make like kind of $25,000, $30,000. I need to keep this shit going up. I can't go down and be steady down. You know, it don't make sense. But yeah. Whatever. But what's going on, though? How y'all guys doing? You getting prepared for Thanksgiving? Getting that turkey ready? I want that turkey ready. I want my baked macaroni. Yo, son, it's about to go dizzy. Word up. It's about to go down. And you know what? This is going to be the smallest Thanksgiving I made. Because, you know, inflation, unemployment, and Biden. So, you know, I'm going to get a skinny ass turkey. Give me a, you know. You know what I'm saying? Give me that American dream. I'm going to do that. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to sit back, watch the Cowboys game. They're going to lose. And then I'm going to sit back and watch the Knicks play on Friday. And I'm going to be happy. But, you know, I still got shit going on. I'm just trying to take my time. You know what I mean? That's how you know. Yo, I'm 41 years old. Let me tell y'all something. I've been working since I was 14. I done took jobs just because they was jobs. After the years, after I started at 14 and I'm 41, you guys went to college. You do the math. After a while, it's like, now we going into, I feel like I'm an NBA player. I got to go into contract negotiations. Like, yo, listen, what you want me to do? Oh, I got to sweat, get dirty, huh? How much? That's cute. Talk to my agent. Because that's how I am. You know, don't just take anything. You're not going to see your boy. I'm going to do some shit that's comfortable. You know? I like office jobs. I got experience with that. Sales, that's 10 years deep in that. And I got a background to show how much money I done made for different companies. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to sweat this one. I really don't want to stand up a lot. So, you know, I don't mind walking around and checking shit. Like, yo, what's up? Everything good? Let me see the numbers. You got your email me. You know, I'd rather do that shit. But at the same time, I don't want to be on the phones with people. Like, I'm stuck in a hard place because I don't want to be in the corporate. I want to be in the corporate shit. I want to get that corporate money, but I don't want to be in the corporate shit. Like, T, you have to get into this email. We have all the sponsors and we got the investors coming in this call. You need to make something. I don't want that. But I also don't want just sitting there, unless you're paying me a good amount of money. If you're doing that, then I'll be like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Or I might be like, yo, if I'm going to do this, I do got an attitude. If I'm going to do this, you got to make it better than what you know, I'm comfortable. But hey, how about the chairs? Maybe the chairs, you know, get a little upgrade. Need some armrest. How about, the upgrade to the fucking shit that's in the break room where you get water out of. What is it called? I don't know. I'm having a memory loss. I do apologize, guys. Man, this shit's a shit show. This shit should be Sunday's shit show. Yo, I ain't gonna front. Nah, this is some shit. Yo, I'm sitting at my dining room table. I got my jacket sitting over at the chair over here. But when I'm looking at the phone and I'm talking and I'm just doing my thing, no lie, I look at my wife. Like, in the corner of my eye, it looked like my wife is sitting there with her arm to her cheek, like, yeah, shut the fuck up, you're drunk. And then when I look over, it's just my jacket laid up. Am I bugging out? I don't know. This is Sunday. A fun day. Come on. This is nothing what you was going to expect. What the hell we got? What news we got? What we got? No news. It's like what? Rest in peace to Young Dolph, the rapper. Rest in peace to Young Dolph. I never heard none of this dude music. But, yo, I seen his interviews, and I kind of like his demeanor. He's humble. He cares about his community. And that's why I like him. But I never heard one song. Like, what? Name me one song. I don't know it. But I know who he is. So he left a mark. He got killed. You know what pisses me off? Yo, how the fuck is Black Lives Matter mad at Kyle Rittenhouse for defending his life? Didn't even kill a black dude. Killed two white guys. Shot another white dude. But no one's saying about the the violence that's going on in the black community. Like, these young dudes getting guns, shooting up. Where the parents at? Where the fuck? Yo, where the fuck is the parents, son? Where the fuck y'all at? I got a fucking 17-year-old about to be 18. I got a 15 about to be 17. I will whoop their ass with a belt if I caught them with a gun, nigga. Nah, we ain't playing that game. We ain't going down that route. Ain't nobody going down a jail route. I gotta send my son some fucking commissary because he, oh, you doing 7 years because you had a gun. Nigga! I'll write you letters. Yo, this shit getting pissed me. It's pissing me off because I ain't gonna front. Now you're getting a real T. Like, I can understand, you know, as a young dude, you know, do stupid shit. These niggas got kids out there. People got families. And you ain't even caring about your family? Yo, I'm 41 years old. I just want my son to be able to handle his with his hands. Both of my sons. You don't need a gun. Yeah, go get your gun. Legally. Yeah. You ain't got to pull it out because you ain't pussy. Punch a nigga in the face. Okay, now he bugging out. Pull your shit out. It's legal. You're good. I don't want you going in the streets holding up a fucking stolen gun and you got a clean fucking record. Stolen gun, shoot a nigga because he rapped about you. That's stupid. That shit is dumb. And it's pissing me off. And then I can see, and see, I'm from New York City, man. I kind of look at everything different. I know people that needed to hustle, needed to be in them streets and feed their family. Roaches in the house. Shit. My aunt was a middle class making $90,000 a fucking year. When we turned them kitchen lights on, roaches scrambling. It wasn't that we was poor. It was just that what it was. It was just, that's what it was. I go outside. My building may be a nice building. Like, you know, you got working people in this building, but the building next to you, it's all crazy shit. So it's like, yo, you gotta. But I knew from right from wrong. I fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. I got into some, you know, shit. But I think that's a whole nother subject because I think I wanted to prove myself. Just cause I got family, I got friends that's really there in them trenches. And I just, and I wasn't, you know. I was 2 inches away from a private school. But I always wanted to go to Edgemere and Redfern and fucking Hamels, OV. I want to do all that. I want to get in the mix. But I look at my sons. I would hate to have to go to my funeral for my son. He's 18. And I know these kids. Like, I know my son. I know both of my sons. They ain't built like that. It's the internet. It's pressure. Because it was pressure on me, but at the same time, when I say it's pressure on me, I kind of wanted the pressure. I wanted to be like, yeah, so what? Yeah, I lived on 631 Beach 9th Street, but I'm coming to Redfern. I'm going to come to Edgemere. I wanted that. And I seen some shit, and then I was like, oh, never mind. I think I'm pretty good. You know what I mean? And, but I had to learn that. I had no father. I had no mother. My mother was on crack. She was doing her thing. went to jail. You know what I mean? I was living with my aunt. She raised me in the church. And I was trying to be what I'm not. But now that I'm older, I'm like, yo, that shit, none of that shit matters. This street shit is equal to nothing. Like, nothing. Shout out to my nigga Tim. Shout out to my nigga Ray. Shout out to my nigga Fly. Shout out to my nigga Dell. Shout out to my nigga Greg. You know how much money we made in Rochester and could look back and see nothing? Like, you actually see nothing that you have. Like all the chains, all the fucking bullshit, all, you bought a couple cars or whatever the fuck you did, outfits, this, that, and the third, you did all that. What do you look back and see that you still got from there? I have nothing. But the thousands and thousands I made from working, I'm looking at my shit every day. I'm looking at my two king size beds, all these flat screen TVs, all this house. You can see it, you can touch it. That drug dealer shit, you gonna touch it for a little bit. You're done. That's like a phase, man. You know what I mean? But it's sad to see our youth die or go to jail for the phase. You know? I ain't wanna make this fucking shit this deep. Yo, man, I'm kind of twisted, but anyway, man, thanks for listening. I'm just kidding. This was a serious goddamn podcast. I probably won't even get any listeners for this because it's serious. Us black people, get this shit together, man. Get this shit together, dumb motherfuckers. Let me stop. You're not dumb, but it's like, come on, these little dudes, man. Where the parents at? Where the mothers? Trying to go to the club. Where the fathers? Getting the bell out of jail? Nah, man. Be around your kids. Be here. Raise them. See them be successful. If your ass ain't successful, raise your kids to be successful, you dumbass. But I'm out, man. That shit just pissed me off. I do apologize, guys. I might not even put this out, but I am, because I don't give a fuck. Shout out the, I'm just kidding, but this episode I'm not. Be easy. Yeah, what's good? What's good, everybody? Welcome to I'm Just Kidding Podcast. This is T-Ski Valley. You know, I'm here for you guys. Even though I'm inconsistent, I'm here. I'm here for you guys. What's up? What's going on? How was everyone's holiday? Did you eat turkey? Did you get yourself some stuffing? Did you get some mashed potatoes with the grapes? Did you get some baked mac and cheeses? Did you get some fucking vegetables? What you guys eat? Let me hear it. I had deviled eggs. I had everything. What's brackin' for the thanks crackin'? Yeah. Nah, man. I know I've been off the fucking rails, you know. I wasn't on time. What's the saying? My aunt used to be like, God ain't here when you want, but he's always on time. I'm not here when you want, and I'm barely on time. So I'm trying to be God-like, more God-like. I gotta get, you know. Get back on fucking on track. You know what I'm saying? What up? It was Thanksgiving. Popped off. I had a great time. I was sitting here with the fam. We just did a, you know, just a family Thanksgiving. I really didn't have people come out of town. It was just us, me, my wife, my daughters, and we ate. You know what I'm saying? And my dogs, we ate good. You know, we had the whole smorgasbord. I still got 20% of the apple pie left over. I'm about to tear that up probably tonight. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do with my apple pie. See, you motherfuckers, y'all don't know how to eat apple pie. Y'all just eat apple pie like, ah, oh, it's apple pie. Oh, I'm going to eat the apple pie, guys. No. You take the apple pie. If it's a fucking real apple pie, no bullshit. You take it and make it slice, right? Throw that bitch in the microwave for like 40 seconds. Boom. Take it out. You already got your bowl of ice cream already made. You slap that hot apple pie on top of that bowl and start scooping honey. Woo! Shit's good. Shit is good. You know what I'm saying? That's just a nugget for you to do next year. If you don't do it now, do it next year. You know what I'm saying? Try that out. Just throw that apple pie in the oven. 30 seconds. Shoop, get it nice and warm. Slide it over that ice cream. And you doing it up. You know what I'm saying? But it's Thanksgiving, man. What you guys thankful for? What the fuck am I talking about? It's Thanksgiving. This is like a week after Thanksgiving. Yo, I know, guys. I've been fucking late. I'm sorry. As always, yes. I'm like an abusive boyfriend. I slap you, and then I'll be like, my bad. Just, you know, I talk you into keep coming back. I need to show consistency. I got to be consistent on my joint. And I do apologize, guys. Just, yo, this is the last time I'm going to slap you with some shit and not give you more shit to slap you with. You know what I mean? If you understand that, I don't know. Yeah, man. A lot of shit been going on. What's been going on in the country? You got the new African shit. Yo, shout out to Africa, South Africa. I'm starting to realize a lot of other shit, but I'm going to keep that to a later episode. But I'm starting to see some shit with this COVID. Coming through a lot of you motherfuckers, man. You gotta. Now they wanna throw it South Africa. The majority. South Africa is like America, B. It's a plot of land taken over. And now when shit fuck up, they throw the African. Hey, Africa. Nah. Nah. Get your vaxxed up. Get vaccinated. I got an interview coming up, hopefully tomorrow, with the original fighter of the COVID, and it's a guy I do. His name is SD. S as in spider, D as in dude, spider dude. He's here, and he's been fighting since 2020. You know, so he been looking out. Shout out to him. SD, shout out to you, B. We gonna get that interview going up. But what's up, man? How's everybody doing? You getting ready for Christmas? Shit, Christmas here. Shout out to my wife. Shout out to Yolanda. I love you. Cause you went Christmas shopping back in August, which was the smartest shit. Because I was complaining at the time. I wanted to buy fucking tokens to go to Tioga Downs. And, you know, and he was like, no, we're doing Christmas shopping now. And then I'm like, but I'm the man and you're just a woman. And what kind of shit you're talking about? I don't even understand. And she did it. And did it right. I would have blew that shit on Red Bulls and lottery tickets. My baby bought Christmas gifts months before Christmas is here. So while y'all scrambling to get the Christmas shit, I'm wrapping gifts, you heard? But I'm, you know, I am taking credit because I'm technically married to her. So if I wasn't married to her, you know what I mean? So I'm taking credit. I'm taking credit. I did it. So what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Now I'm just chilling, though. I see a lot of shit going on in the country. You know, I don't want to get into a lot of dumb shit. You know, we already talked about Kyle Rittenhouse. I agree with what happened. It shouldn't be no fucking protests and riots over the Rittenhouse situation, because, yo, you shouldn't have chased them. How you gonna chase some motherfucker with an AR-15? Why do that? No. So, bringing it full circle, you got Ahmaud Arbery from down south. I think he was in Georgia. You know what I mean? Get chased down, shot with a shotgun, just because they thought he stole something out of a house that was fucking being built. What he took? Some screws? Or some bolts? What he got? Hey, he took my fucking power saw. Okay. But, you know, I really didn't pay attention to this shit until after the fact. Like, when it was, you know, no disrespect to the Ahmaud Arbery, you know, family. I heard about it, but it was like, you know, me, I ain't gonna lie. That's the bias. And that's fucked up. That's the bias in me. I'm like, okay, what the fuck you doing inside of a house, you know, that's being built? Then you're gonna just run out of there. As a black dude, you know you ain't supposed to. But then the other side of me, like, man, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm American. I could jog. I'm jogging. I see a fucking house being built. I'm like, oh, shit. That shit wasn't here last week. Let me go up in there and see how they doing. Oh, shit. They got this, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Okay, I see the, you know, foundation looking good. Oh, that's where the kitchen gonna go? All right. Back to jogging. You know? From a black person, for me to say that I had that bias to be like, yo, why are you running this, that, and the third? That's fucked up. Because we should be able to jog like anybody else. You know what I mean? I don't want to get technical. I don't like to do this. I hate the political shit. I don't like the racist shit. I just wish everybody do their thing. I just wish everybody do their thing. You know what I mean? But you do have, I don't want to say, it ain't prejudice. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know what the definition of prejudice is. My definition of prejudice is stereotypes. I could be prejudiced as a black person. I could be prejudiced against somebody else. Because you're using stereotypes. So it's like, wow, all Chinese people eat rice. So if I see a Chinese person at a store and be like, yeah, let me get the macaroni and cheese, that'll bug me out. I'll be like, whoa, 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 whoa. I thought you wanted rice with that. What's going on? You know, that's the prejudice in me. You know? I don't understand. I don't get the fried chicken and watermelon prejudice that everybody put on a black person. Because every time I pull up in KFC, I swear to God, there's a long line of crackers. A long line of these niggas in the driveway. In the drive-thru. I'm like, God damn. I thought, I'm the only black nigga in this whole drive-thru. Y'all ordering all the fucking breasts, thighs, wings, legs, crispy. They want it crispy. So it's like, yo, those shits don't count. Just like I just said with the Chinese, yo, they don't just eat all rice. You know, I like rice. I'm pretty sure you like rice. We all like this shit, but we kind of look into different, you know, I guess to make us feel like that's weird. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm going with it. You know? We gotta end that. You know, we gotta end that. We really do. Because we all different, man. And we all like the same shit. Every single one of us. You mean to tell me, shout out to my boy KK. He from India. His wife made the best chicken and rice with potatoes. It was spicy. That's the Indian shit, but it was delicious. And he probably looked at our cheeseburgers like, wow, this is pretty good. No, he probably was like, Terrence, the cheeseburgers are a little fat, man, but it's pretty good. I like it. It tasted pretty good. Like, yeah, KK, that shit is disgusting. I don't even know why you like it. I like it, Terrence. Yeah, you know, I don't understand. It is what it is, man. I done went left, right, and up the middle. And ain't none of this shit makes sense. But, oh well. I'm throwing this episode out for my dude, Serial Killer. Hit me up. He was like, yo, T, what's up with the pod? And I was like, yo, I forget about the shit. But then my mans, he listened, and that gives me motivation to be like, yo, keep going, man. People listening. Even though you think they ain't listening, they listening. How the fuck you got fired? Someone listened. And then I'll be like, oh shit, you right. And that's how dumb I am, because I listen to myself. Like, we, you know, talk back and forth. Retarded shit. You guys will never know about that. But yeah, man. Let's get our bias out of here, man. Let's get to know each other, B. You know what I'm saying? Ahmaud Arbery, rest in peace. I'm glad you got justice. Because that was some bullshit. I ain't gonna lie. I used to fucking go into empty, like, not empty houses, but like, under construction buildings. Not even houses. It's just buildings. Even here in Elmira, New York. When they was doing Jones Court over. I walked through the whole Jones Court. I got a whole video of me walking through that. Dishwashers, everything. You know, fucking electric stoves. But nobody looking at that to take no fucking stoves and shit. I'm walking through. I'm just like, wow, this shit look nice. Wow, this shit is ill. Doing my own little thing. I ain't pick up a hammer. I ain't take a screwdriver. I just was like, chill. You know, this shit is ill. Looking at it. And then kept it moving. You know what I'm saying? Kept it going to where I was going. But just imagine somebody was like, hey, you. Let me talk to you. I was looking at this nigga like, what? You just a regular dude, no clothes, you know. You're not the cops. So I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Come here, stop. Let me talk to you. Nigga, suck my dick. I'm on the, get out my way. What, motherfucker? They pull their shotguns out. What you thought that motherfucker was going to do? Just let you shoot him? Or you playing fake cop? I don't understand. Like, yo, what the fuck? Me, I would have looked out my window like, oh, dude running, whoop, dude getting chased by a truck, whoop. Hey girls, what you guys want for lunch? I would have kept it moving, you know. Even though I could have probably saved a life, but it's none of my business. I don't have, it's like, what do you want me to do? What? I can't save him, I can't stop them. I'm not about to get myself in the mix. You saw homeboy. He thought he was saving somebody. Sent out the video and went to jail for murder. That's not about to be me, B. Well, this is just to say hello. I done fucked this all up. A rush podcast is not the best. But it is saying hello. To the people that do listen, I have been off kiltered. I have been off schedule. I got to get back. I got to get back every day. Because I know just because I'm unemployed don't mean y'all are unemployed. Maybe you need to listen to something at work or on the way to work or on the way home from work. Get your mind off of shit. That's what I'm supposed to be here for, and I'm fucking up. And I do apologize. We're going to get it done. We're going to get it done together. Hey, guys. Shout out to the New York Knicks. We almost beat the Nets last night. Lost by 2. Fuck the referees. But we'll get to that in another shit. We're going to get into our sports. Once Super Bowl season come around. You know what I'm saying? Baseball season start wrapping back. Ramping up. Because it's about to start in the springies. We got NBA. We got hockey going on. Fucking playoffs will be starting soon as our playoff starts in the NBA, so I'm gonna be here for all that. I'm gonna represent the Rangers, yo. What up? Shout out to the Rangers. Shout out to my Jets, NFL. We ain't going into no playoffs, but shout out to the Jets. Fuck the Giants. Shout out to the Knicks. We're one game above 500. Hopefully we stay above 500. But this is just a podcast to get reacquainted. I know you guys hear my voice and like, this drunk motherfucker. Yeah. Okay. You're right. But we'll get back on page. Matter of fact, I ain't even gonna give the secrets away. But it's coming tomorrow again. There's another one tomorrow. I wanna give y'all guys a shout out. Hopefully everybody had a beautiful holiday. We got Christmas coming up. Save your money. Fuck Black Friday. We ain't buying shit on Cyber Monday. We're just gonna buy some fucking basic Christmas gifts this year. Okay? Socks? Good. Here's a pack. I'll wrap a pack of socks up with a bow on that shit. Make it look pretty. Niggas thinking they're getting a PS4, PS5, and they're getting a pack of socks. That's what I do. I put a pack of socks in a box. You heard? So, yo. Shout out to everybody, man. Y'all be safe. It's another one coming tomorrow. Peace. Bing bong.